Why sell your body to science when there are perfectly good necrophiliac societies around? Yeah, there's a funny thought, isn't it? And a funny word, too. Necrophiliac. Necrophilia. From the Greek, of course. Necros, meaning dead, and philia, the verb, to fill. I notice when I say that word, necrophilia, a lot of the younger people down the front here visibly stiffen. A lot of the older people down the back there look a bit scared. And quite rightly so. What I'm talking about to you young people tonight is passive necrophilia. Passive necrophilia. That's right. You die, consequently you become the more submissive partner. Or the passive necrophiliac. I mean, let's think about it. You've been fucked over in this life, why not get fucked over in the next? Think of someone else's pleasure for a change. After all, it's not going to kill you. And why? Because you're dead already. You don't have to worry about what you look like, if your hair's the right colour, if your teeth are all skanky, if your body's the right shape. Nothing bothers you anymore. You don't have to worry about all... You don't have to worry about the thing you do before you... You don't have to worry about... Oh, God, what's it called? You don't have to worry about foreplay. Why'd I forget that?
You always do.
Yeah. Anyway, well, I've had these little cards printed up. There you go. In case of death, please contact a sick, perverted corpse grinder. Just in case anyone gets knocked over on the way home. So I'll just hand those out. Now, come on, kids. Let's think about it. Passive necrophilia. Isn't it about time we all came out of the coffin?
Passive necrophilia. 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 Rigor mortis makes me hard. Hey!
I would now like to sing a little song entitled Oh My Boy Lollipop. You make my heart go.
That's the last song that Freddie Mercury ever sang. Oh, you didn't know him. You didn't know him.
I went to school with a young boy by the name of Michael Hunt. We nicknamed him Fuckhead. Damn. Look, I'd like to give you all a quick mental test now. Listening very carefully. I will keep it short because I don't want to piss anybody off. I cannot see. I cannot wave. I am not a man. And yet... I shave. Can't see, can't wave, not a man, yet I shave. What am I thinking? A blind, cripple woman with a hairy back!